Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
Spooky things. And self-care. We love it.
We love self-care.
Self-care.
For yourself.
We should have like alarms going off when we say it, you know? Did you guys hear that alarm? It's our new alarm.
Yeah, it's our party self-care alarm.
Yeah. So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, it was actually like sort of unplanned. Well, it was like a last minute plan, but I felt really loved because my friends Ashley and Brittany, they texted me just kind of like out of nowhere, and they're like, hey, we're gonna make dumpling soup, like we should all make it together, and like come to you and bring the ingredients, and you know, you can put Ro to bed while we do it, and I'll show you how to make the soup over. And I was like, okay. Yes. And it just felt really nice because they like brought all the ingredients, like you know, Brittany kind of like hung out with Ro for a little bit while Ashley and I made some dumplings so that I could actually,
kind of
like,
rude if they didn't get to see Ronan.
Well, yeah. And, like, it was just nice that it was kind of like, okay, let me take over with the baby for a minute and you can go, like, actually enjoy hanging out with your friends, which was – it was just really nice. And so I learned how to make dumpling soup, which is delicious.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
– it's good stuff.
And I got to hang out with my good friends, and I just felt like – I was like, oh, my God.
That's nice.
I have the best friends. Like, people just know how to make me feel loved. And it touched my heart.
Just come over with dumpling soup.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, actually.
Soup. You know it's what I love.
it's kind of our thing.
It's kind of my entire personality.
Shout out. You made some soup that was kind of like, I should say it's almost minestrone.
Right. Kind of the vibe.
I got more of a minestrone, and I was very obsessed with it. So good work.
What did you do?
Last night. Also, we haven't recorded in a while. Like, I listened to our last episode. I'm like...
It's like kind of the holidays. Yeah. Like, it's been.
We were talking
a lot.
About Christmas. I was like, Danae, Kim, Christmas is over. It ended. So it's like almost the middle of January. Is that gross? That's gross. But yeah, we haven't recorded in a while, but like, it's been kind of nice having a break a little bit. Like, I love recording and doing this, but sometimes it's like a lot doing the research and everything. Yeah. But I wanted to mention that. But last night, Keith and I went and hung out with Sean and Dana, and we got to see Grayson, and we got to see Josh and Morgan, and Dana's sister, who just moved to Colorado a month ago, was there. And
oh, cool.
I was asking her, I was like, are you, like, do you need work? Like, what
like
are you
solo
doing?
Like, solo she came out here?
No, with her husband.
With her man? Okay.
And she was, like, able to transfer her job. She's, like, a speech therapist for, like, adults with, like, TBIs. And I was like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's super cool.
Well, I had a speech therapist as a kid. I had, like, a horrific speech impediment. So I always, like, have the utmost respect because I'm, like, I don't know where I'd... I would be fine. But if I didn't have a speech therapist, I probably, like, wouldn't be talking very clearly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was like, it's that's amazing
work. Wow. Well, good. What did you guys do? You, like, watch sports or something?
Oh, my God.
Sports.
Okay. I like football. Mostly Broncos games. I'll watch Packers games. But, God, they were watching the Ohio State-Texas game.
Oh, gross.
And I'm like, did I get tricked into watching college football game? Because kind of rude.
Are they, like, doing playoffs or something?
I don't. Okay. I don't know how college football works. I just know they're, like, bushy-tailed and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
They're just children, essentially. Yeah.
I know. They look like, I'm like, oh, I should give them skills.
You're simply 18.
Oh, how's everything going? How's your
first year living away from your parents?
Are you staying up late doing study sessions with your friends? Which they're not.
Well, that's fun to have some friend time.
Yeah.
Some socialization.
I mean, God knows we need it sometimes. Sometimes. So. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, everyone get away from
everyone
me.
Everyone shut up.
Why is everyone talking so loud? So that's how that's been going.
Nice. Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
Okay, so I should have been opening my notes. I'm very slow about this. So this is one I could not find a lot of information on. It's the murder of Michaela Constanzo. Have you heard of it? I'd be shocked.
I don't know.
There was a lot of stuff online just talking about, like, the trials and stuff like that, but because what I like to do, like, my thing is when I decide on a case, I like to listen to different podcasts so I can kind of know the story, and then I like to, because it's good to kind of know the story and, like, compare it with others and just kind of dive in and do research. Yeah, because
sometimes they're conflicting information. You've heard me where I'm
like, well, there's conflicting. Like, I swear every case I take on, well, I've heard this, but I also heard this. Yeah.
And then it's like you're trusting other people to, like, research.
And when I listen, I like to make sure they've cited their sources, too, because, like, that's just plagiarism if you don't. Unless the story happened to you, cite your sources.
Right.
But, so we're going to list our notes in the show notes, as we always do. We're going to list our sources in the show notes. It's fine. Guys, I just had to go up and down with Ronan.
Dude, for, like, I, like, a while. Realize, like, sometimes hurt. I, like, say words that, like, aren't real. Like, I think it was, like, 2 episodes ago, I said, like, exicate.
That was me.
And I was like, what the fuck am I talking about? And you were like,
no, that was me.
You were like, wait, what does that mean? And I was like,
wait, execute? Was that you who said that?
Yeah. Because you asked. You were like, what does that mean? And I was like, execute? It means you get...
Wait, that wasn't me.
I was like, what was I thinking? Like, sometimes you're just, someone, like, talking. Someone on
our Instagram said it was Kim. It was not Kim. It was Danae. And I was like, what? But sometimes I say stuff weird because I was like, I probably went, or execute.
I'm like, reading too fast or something. And then I'm like, what am I doing?
Hey, person who commented on that also...
Who commented?
Somebody... I'll show you. Also, we appreciate you listening to our show, so we are not mad at you at all. Like, thank you.
Oh, I said, God, I'm so embarrassed.
No, don't. It's kind of funny. Well, because I thought it was me. I was like,
were they, like, giving me shit?
No, not at all. They were just like, LOL.
Execate. That's not a fucking word.
But I was, I don't know where it is, but I'll find it later. But I was just like,
because I don't think it was on Bridget Cleary. It was the one before that. I think it was on Aqua Tofana.
Oh, it was on... Oh, this person said...
Kim totally said exicated, not ex... Okay.
It was Danae, it wasn't me.
It was totally me.
And then
me.
I said...
Yeah, whoops. Okay, yeah, I was okay. Like...
For the record, I've been thinking about that a lot.
No, like, it was me, because I was like, what am I talking about? And you were like, what does that mean? And I was like, execute? And
I'm then not gonna, we were back I'm on not going to say her name, but also thank you for listening to our episode and finding it funny, because you weren't upset. You were just like, LOL. So we appreciate you listening.
So, yeah, that's our
But I say stuff. Even though I had, like, speech therapy, I still kind of have a speech impediment at times, so I say stuff weird all the time. And then I pretend like I didn't. My brain is just mush.
It is. How often, like, I wonder how many times a day I say, like, the dumbest shit, and people are like, what are you talking about?
So I listen to our podcast when it comes out, because, like, I'm the one, fun fact, everyone, I'm the one who posts, like, the Instagram stuff, and sometimes we're like, we'll post this. So I listen to, like, remember what we've promised or whatever. And there's some times I listen, I'm like, what the fuck were we talking about? Because I'm like, that was not how you pronounce words. And when
we
edit,
like, sometimes I'm like, okay, we got to cut all of this. Like, this makes literally no sense.
That's really funny. So,
anyways.
We weren't the only ones who noticed. But, okay. So, the murder of Michaela Constanzo.
Michaela Constanzo.
So, she was born May 3rd, 1994. That, for some reason, sounded weird. In Elko, Nevada. Her family's nickname for her was Mickey, which I think is, like, the cutest nickname. I love it. She had 2 sisters, and she was also really active in track and field and basketball. And she was just really talented. She was also a good student. So, you know, she was a threat. So at some point, it doesn't really mention, they moved to a town called West Wendover, which was an hour and a half away from Elko. I don't know when they moved. I just want to mention that, but I was just like, when did they move? And it would like didn't say anything. So that's not where the story is located. So West Wendover, Nevada, is also 5.5 hours away from Vegas. So something that kind of will help just kind of know about this town. It was like a really small town, and they filmed movies like Independence Day, and it said Fallout because it's like a desert. Oh, and it can like kind of like, look like it's part? Not inhabited.
Okay, got it.
Because it's a small town. It's kind of like you've been in Nevada. You've seen the movies like where they're driving to like Vegas and it's like desolate.
Sure, yeah.
Desert all around. So that's kind of like, I don't know if those were filmed super close. Some things said they were, but some didn't. So I don't want to say definitely they were filmed there. But again, small town, but they had like 5 casinos and a few hotels, which I'm like,
sure.
Okay. And a few dispensaries, so just gamble and smoke pot.
Oh, when did Nevada legalize? That's interesting.
I don't know, because I know we, and I think it was Oregon, where
we're one of the first.
Was it Oregon or Washington?
I think it was Oregon, or maybe Washington.
I think it was Washington, one of those and were us, first, because we legalized it
after that.
Proposition 64 in 2012. So I think they did legalize it the following election.
Okay.
So, but I'm not 100% sure.
Just, I don't like, want people to get high and gamble.
I think it's really great that people aren't in prison for smoking pot anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Freed up for all the bad guys. So this story takes place in 2011, May 3rd, 2011, to be exact. And at this point, Michaela Constanzo was, oh my God. March 3rd, excuse me.
Oh.
March 3rd, yeah. She was born May 3rd, but March 3rd.
Yep. 2011.
It says March 3rd even.
Okay.
2011. And at this point, she was like 16. She was either a junior or sophomore. Again, that was competing, but 16, you're either a junior or sophomore. So that's not super important. And this is important, though. She got along really well with her mom, and they were in constant communication. And that specific day, she was at track practice. And did you do extracurriculars?
No.
Okay, well, I did. You would get out at around 5, typically, at that point. So, you know, nothing like going to school at 7 and leaving at 5. It's so great.
It's a really long day.
Yeah. I did cheerleading. I wasn't very stoked about it. To this day, I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. I devoted a lot of time to it, but
whatever.
It is what it is. So she wasn't driving at this point, even though she was 16, but they changed the laws a lot. So I just remember I had to wait until I was like almost 17 to get my license.
I think I just didn't have enough hours when I actually turned 16. So I had to like wait a few months.
It was really, they changed all the laws when we started getting our license. Like all of a sudden you have to have driver's ed. And it was like,
Did you not do driver's ed?
No, I didn't. My dad taught
me. Oh, really?
But then there was like an online course, which I'm going to be really honest with you. No.
Oh, I had to do like 5 days, like over the summer.
No, I didn't. Annoying. I didn't do any driver's ed. I just did it with my dad. I was fine. But like to get their insurance letter, I had to do like it online, which is so stupid and not the way people drive. So, but her sister usually would pick her up after school, after practice. And her sister was like out of town for some reason. So she was just going to walk home. And it was like a 1 mile walk. And she'd just been to track. So she was probably feeling just fine. But at this point, like I said, she was in constant communication with her mom. And her mom was like, I haven't heard from her. But she didn't worry that much. It was kind of weird that she didn't talk to her mom, but her mom's like, whatever.
She's 16.
Yeah, she's 16. She might like not have her phone, whatever. She's
Who knows?
Yeah. And then her mom just got concerned because she didn't come home. And it was like getting late. And she's like, you know, maybe she wouldn't communicate with me. That's fine. But she would be home.
Yeah, she would at least be here.
So she started calling Michaela. And the phone at first is ringing. For like however many times she called her just over and over, and then it just stopped ringing completely.
Oh, God. go straight to voicemail?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know if it went straight to voicemail. It almost like seemed like it was being ignored. I don't really know. Or she just said off. It was like normal. It was ringing. And then, yeah. And then it seemed like it just was turned off or whatever.
Oh, weird.
So I don't really know. They didn't mention voicemail, but who knows? So they did the next logical thing anyone would do. And they're like, we're just going to go drive. And maybe she, you know, maybe was late around. And her phone died. And she's just like, you know, trying to find her way home. So they drove to the school, like the route she would take, maybe some back roads just to see what was going on. And they were hoping they would just see her on her way home, and that didn't happen. So they ended up reporting her as missing to the West Wendover police, like, right away. And she did also just do kind of an extra step, and she, like, called around to Michaela's friends, like,
okay, yeah,
hey, did she go to one of your houses?
Yeah,
and she's just being to be extra clueless 16-year-old and forgetting to tell her mom.
Yeah.
And nobody really had any information or anything to tell her. Oh, my God.
Your heart's just, like, sinking.
I know. There's one time where Keith was, like, an hour late getting home from work. And it, like, he wasn't answering his phone. And it wasn't, like, I was, like, oh, my God. But, like, he didn't tell me he was going to a brewery or whatever. And he was, like.
Well, then it freaks you out because it's, like, yeah. Did you get into an accident? Like, yeah. Are you okay?
Well, and he was stuck behind a car that had gotten into an accident. And I was, like, hey, that's fine. Can you let me know? Or can you answer your phone something?
Yeah.
So I just know, like, that, like, unfortunately, mine was figured out. But, God, it is just so concerning. So. The police jumped into action right away. They ended up, talking to her boyfriend, Javier, and, I saw snippets from the interview, and they were like, was she acting weird or anything? He was like, no, she was fine. She was just acting fine as always. And, you know, asking him what he knew. And he's like, I don't know. I know she was going to practice, but like, everything seemed fine.
Right.
Yeah. But he was very concerned about her, as, you know, any boyfriend would be. And they also were, I'm just saying, like, these police were on top of it because they also gathered her phone records. Because maybe seeing who she was talking to after practice would kind of give an insight to maybe her actions. Yeah.
Or at least, like, ping her location on
satellites. Yeah, and, like, maybe see who she was talking to, and maybe she, like, set a plan with somebody. Maybe she had a
plan with someone.
Yeah. So she was communicating with a guy named Cody Patton, which wasn't strange at all because he was a family friend.
Uh-oh.
So they had known each other for years. Like, the family's all got along. Is he an older
person, or he's her age?
He's, like, 2 years older. Okay. So kind of, like, her age. So
still, like, a kid.
Yeah. So okay. He was, but they were family friends, and it wasn't strange for them to be talking, because I know you're like, Cody Patton, oh no. They were like childhood friends. Everyone's like, they knew each other since they were tykes. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Her mom, like, made a point that, like, when they were younger, they liked each other. And she's like, they didn't, because people were like, would say he was her ex-boyfriend. And she's like, they weren't dating. They were like, it was like puppy love, like 6-year-olds liking each other. Something I thought was strange about Cody was he wasn't living with his parents. Mind you, she's 16, he's 18. I just want to give this context. He was living with his girlfriend turned fiance.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Also 17.
18? Oh.
17, 16, like the same age as Michaela. But he was, like, living with them. He wasn't living with his family. And he had, like, dreams of joining the Marines. And living with her family, they were a Mormon family, but since they were engaged, they were like, he can live with us.
Okay.
So like, he had converted.
Okay, got it.
But his girlfriend's name was Tony Fratto, and they liked him, they accepted him, and they were like, oh, this kid's on the right path, he's gonna be a Marine and take care of our daughter, even though they're fucking engaged at 18. Could you imagine?
Dude, that's so weird.
I'm but telling also, you, people,
like,
out there,
Mormon,
like,
if culture's so different.
If it worked out for you, that's great, but don't get engaged at 18. Like, for the love of God, wait till your brain's fully developed. I think
for them, it's a lot more normal, whereas for us, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I got married at 34, so I'm like, wait till your brain's fully formed.
Right.
So they brought him in for questioning because they saw that he was the last person she was in contact with. Makes sense.
Sure.
And he told the officers that the last time he had seen Michaela, pay attention to this, was in front of the school at about 5:30 when practice ended.
Okay.
And they were like, was she with someone? He's like, she was with like a guy. And they're like, her boyfriend? He's like, no, just a guy.
Just some man.
Just some guy or whatever.
A nondescript guy.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. My notes say, okay, strange, but whatever.
Right.
But he was cooperating. And at the end of the interview, the cops asked him if he had any questions for them. Just because they were like, he was super cooperative. And they were like, okay, his story sounds legit. Any questions for us? And he was just like, just please find her. She's important to me.
Okay, fair.
So, again, everyone was on top of this, which I appreciate. And they started doing a search in the small town. And they had to spread the search out because, again, it was a small town. And there's a lot of desert around.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, there's, like, a vast landscape and open areas, which always makes it a little bit harder.
Yeah.
And they had noticed somewhere in the surrounding areas, in a very odd spot, there was, like, tire tracks. And they were like, this isn't normal. And they were fresh fire tracks. They were
fresh
fire tracks. They were fresh tire tracks.
Okay.
And it was just not in a normal area. I don't really know because I don't live there, but it was just like, they were like, that's strange.
Hmm. Red flag.
Yeah. And, you know, at that point, they're like, let's follow these tire marks.
Let's figure this out.
Again, it was small town. There wasn't a lot of people missing. Like, in Denver, people go missing, and they're like, oh, sucks. But this wasn't common for that town.
Yeah. So it's, like, all hands on deck. Like, let's find this girl.
Like, this is the most exciting thing that's happened since 84.
Right.
So they started following it, and... A little bit into the drive, they saw blood.
No.
Which, extra concerning, because blood, what's going on?
Oh, God.
And I almost feel like, and I'll tell you, I feel like the blood's kind of a red herring a little bit.
Oh.
Kind of.
Okay.
I'll get into it. At the end of the story, you'll know why I say that.
Okay.
But they follow the tire tracks, they kind of end, and they see, like, trampled brush. And they're like, none of this is good. And under some of the trampled brush, they find a body, a very decomposed body.
Very decomposed?
They couldn't tell if it was Michaela.
How far after her disappearance was this?
Not very long. But it was like out in the
elements. I guess you're in the desert.
Yeah, and heat.
That speeds it up.
Yeah, and the heat.
If I've learned anything from CSI Las Vegas.
If I've learned anything from doing this podcast, it's like heat will like, and she's in the sun for a few days, like 48 hours.
Yeah.
So they didn't know right away that it was Michaela, but like I said, small town, not a lot of people missing. They kind of had an idea, but they did a test and they did find out that it was, unfortunately, her body.
Remains. Oh my God.
I can't even imagine what the family felt like. Just like you want to know what happened to her, but you're hoping that the remains aren't hers.
Yeah, that's, oh God.
So the body was found about 5 miles outside of Wendover. So it wasn't like it was that far away.
That far.
Yeah. Well, because you don't know how far you're going to have to search out. And that's got to be a hard part too. So,
but still, like if you're, I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd go a little further.
So this is going to get rough, but trigger warning for people. She was found beaten and stabbed many times.
Oh, God.
Stabbed many times. And it was close to the neck. And it was very obvious that her neck had been cut or stabbed. They weren't really that sure, but it was
a mess. That was the target.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck.
And not only that, but her hands were also zip-tied.
That is terrifying.
Terrifying. Because, you don't even have a... when your hands are zip-tied... You don't have a chance. You don't have a chance. You can't do anything.
Oh, my God.
You can try to bash people.
Take being stabbed over and over. For her sake, I hope it was, quick. And
you
can't even,
because the defensive wounds, when somebody's stabbing you, the first thing you want to do is bring your hands to your...
Yeah.
But, can you imagine, you're... And who knows if it's on her back, too.
There's no way to defend yourself.
Yeah, because it's when you get hurt, the first thing you want to do is touch that area. Yeah.
That is... Horrific.
So awful, awful, awful. So they were like, fuck that, we need to find out whoever did this.
Who would do this?
She was loved by so many people. Yeah,
she's like a 16-year-old normal girl.
Make sense. She was liked.
Was she sexually assaulted?
No.
Okay, weird. It's usually common. That's kind
it's,
of the
no, it's,
main
I get
reason.
What you're saying. It's very common.
So who's raging out on this girl?
So what was really lucky was the school had CC footage.
Oh, good.
Like, so they saw her going into the locker room after practice, changing, and they saw her leaving. There wasn't some random guy with her.
Of course not.
But you know who she ran into?
That fucking neighbor Cody Patton. Kid.
Yeah. So, yeah, she left the locker room by herself. She was with Cody. And if you remember earlier, he told her he had met her at the front of the school, right?
At 5:30, yeah.
Yeah. But they went to the back of the school.
Why?
I don't know, but it's kind of weird. That's
okay, there's a discrepancy.
Yeah, there's a discrepancy. That's kind of weird, right?
Super weird.
So they brought him in for questioning again because they had just found this new evidence that he was with her. So makes sense.
So like they went to the back of the school and then left, or?
They just saw her exiting on the back of school and them talking and at the back of the school. So how would you not remember something like that?
Yeah, and you said the front. Like, I mean, that's a pretty big.
But they're trying. I mean, you got to realize like they don't have much to go off of.
Yeah. But so, still, they're like following up on.
Yeah, you, discrepancy.
There's a bit of a detail that's missing.
Yeah. So why don't you say you saw her at the front?
Lied about. Didn't. Yep. Yeah.
Lying liar. So they brought him in for questioning again because they found this footage of him with her. So that's kind of something like, oh, okay, well, this is a difference. So we're going to bring him in for questioning. Maybe he knows something more. And they ask him if he had anything to do with it. And then the interview, he's like, I can't believe. He's like, sorry, I'm emotional. When people ask me that question, I'm just, it really bugs me.
When people ask me the question about if you saw her at the front or back of the school?
That if he had anything to do with it. Because they question him. They're like, did you have anything to do with this? As cops do.
Okay.
And he got really emotional. And he was being asked. And he's like, I don't know who would do it. Everyone loved her. Everyone thought she was amazing. She never did anything to hurt anyone.
It's like an overreaction of are you being so extra?
When she did something wrong, she would right her wrongs. I'm like, oh my God, am I watching the fucking Notebook? So, anyways. Okay. So, here's a fun fact. You know this, but maybe other people don't notice that. When you go into interrogation room, they record every single thing that is said, whether the cops are in there, whether or they're not. Yeah.
Remember when Jody Arias was doing headstands?
Do you remember when Chris Watts told his dad he killed? Yeah.
Fucking people are so dumb.
Like, yeah. And there's another story I'll tell about this girl who like admits her grandma something she did. And they were like, we record. She's like, what? That's not part of this. They're like, we're the police office. Yeah, we're
the police. What did you fucking think?
This isn't motherfucking chess.
You thought we were going to be like, oh, let's leave them alone and not record what you're doing?
In the words of one of our cases, they were playing chess and she was playing checkers.
Like, don't be a dumb idiot.
Yeah, like, just assume when you go into a police office, everything you do is recorded.
Duh.
By video and by, like, your voice.
And audio.
Yeah,
so this guy clearly messed up. I'm excited to hear what kind of stupid shit he did.
So, his dad, Cody, whose dad he doesn't really get along with because he's not living with him.
Right.
Basically, just comes into the room. They don't give a lot of context, but his dad is like, Cody, you have to right your wrongs. You have to do this. You owe this to Michaela.
Okay.
You fucked up, buddy. You owe this to Michaela. Just the something like that. The dad,
like kind of knows. Or maybe he has a hunch and he's like urging him to like, you got to come clean about whatever you know.
His dad. I don't know. It's just an interrogation room. His dad's like trying to support him, but he's like, you wronged Michaela.
Oh, shit.
Like his dad. I thought that was really nice that his dad's like, you did this to Michaela. Like she was the wronged one. He's not like, oh, my little baby boy.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, his dad was there for him, even though like they didn't get along and he was living with his girlfriend, Tony Fratto. His dad was still there for him. Basically, Cody was like, well, let me tell you what happened. And they were like,
let me start from the beginning. The police are like sitting like at the camera. They're like, yes.
They're like,
perfect.
Like, they're exactly behind that like wanted. Fake glass.
Yeah.
Like, tell us.
Spill your guts.
But he's like, okay, I'm going to tell the cops what happens. Cops come back in. He's so, his story was he noticed her sister wasn't there.
Okay.
They are family friends. Keep that. Keep that in the back of your mind. They know each other. Them talking, them hanging out isn't weird.
It's normal.
Because, you know, like some of that you're like, oh, that's weird. Is she cheating on Javier, her boyfriend? But no, she's not. Like Cody is like a family friend.
Yeah.
So he notices her sister's not there. And he's like, do you want me to take you home? Which would be the most normal thing ever. It would be weird if he was like, see you later. And then like left. And she got in the car and she started freaking out. She's like, why are you engaged to Tony? why aren't we together? We were meant for each other. And he's like,
this is his story?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't believe like, that.
I'm trying to be as dramatic as I can.
How dare you be engaged Michaela, to Tony?
Please stop. I love Tony. Oh my She's God. The love of my life. I'm being dramatic. He didn't tell that. But he just said she was freaking out and wanted them to be together. And he was like,
that sounds like a fucking lie. Yeah. But okay.
He was turning her down. And then they just ended up in the desert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was my favorite part of the story.
They just drove straight till they were in the middle of the desert. Like, shut up.
Yeah. Shut up. Then you're, just said they just...
What's the real situation? She probably rejected him.
My notes say they just happened to end up in the desert. Samesies. Yeah.
He probably, like, was trying to put some moves on. She's like, I have a boyfriend. And he was like, no one rejects me.
Ugh. Ugh, I have red hair and I'm mad.
That's my assumption.
Yeah.
I believe that more over his stupid story.
I gotta be honest with you. I know girls have probably done that. But she sounded like she really liked Javier in the pictures of them. He looked like a sweet little baby.
No, that's what I'm saying. She probably rejected him. Yeah. He probably tried to come on to her and be like, well, even though I have a girlfriend, she was like, no, I'm good with Javier.
But her boyfriend was, but I'm saying Javier was really cute.
Yeah.
The interview, you're like, he just seemed very genuine too. So for sure. She would not cheat on Javier for your bitch ass. She
totally rejected him.
Yeah.
That's where my money is. So. And then he got mad because... She the probably fragile him. Ego of a male.
Again, we never know.
We don't know because don't know she's not here happened. To tell her exactly. Side.
So I'm saying, but like, unfortunately, I can't be like, well, that's what, well, yeah, you know.
No,
so
we don't know, but that's my guess. I know.
I agree with you. That was my guess.
Certainly
too.
Not her being like, oh my God, why do you have a girlfriend? Like, no.
Yeah, and I got that and vibe. Now and we're like, in the wow, desert. Way to, yeah. And then they just happen to end up in a desert, and they
and then you murdered her. Like, what? That does. It's a huge. Step from one thing to the other.
So apparently they kept fighting about it and she pushed him.
Not a push.
And then he pushed her back and she hit her head on a rock.
Lies.
And then, okay, but this.
Where's the zip ties? Where's that come in?
Shut the fuck up, okay, Nick.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm kidding.
But like.
My point is, okay.
This guy's stupid. Fine.
No, I mentioned that. I'm like, yeah. Okay, so she.
So we're trying to follow your story. I didn't actually mean shut the fuck Cody.
Up. I was just laughing because I was like, damn it. So anyway, so he pushes her back and she starts seizing is what he says.
Okay.
She starts seizing.
Then what?
Wouldn't a normal response to this be like, I shouldn't have pushed you. Accidents happen, right?
Sure.
So wouldn't you go get her help?
Wouldn't you be like, let me like turn you on your side so you don't vomit and choke on your vomit.
Let's go get you help.
And like, I'm going to take you to the hospital and be like, she fell. It was my fault. You wouldn't even have to mention that it was your fault. You could just say she fell,
hit her head
on
a rock.
And now she's seizing. Please help us.
Yeah.
Problem
that's,
solved.
That's a normal reaction, right?
Problem solved.
Yeah. Oh, no. Accidents happen.
You're only
happen.
5 miles away from town.
Yeah. Accidents happen.
Yeah.
He hits her with a fucking shovel.
Where did he get the shovel?
I also say
from
in
the
my
back
notes,
of his car?
In my notes, you know, because like that's a thing you carry around.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And he started digging a hole to shove her in as she's seizing.
Oh, my God.
So she starts seizing again. He hits her in the fucking head with the shovel.
Okay.
And then he slits her throat.
And did he zip tie her before or after that?
We will not find out. But okay. That's where the cops are like,
hello.
If
this is truly all an accident,
Denise, she has
why?
Multiple stab wounds on her, too. That's like, another thing that we're forgetting. What? Zip ties, multiple stab wounds. So you slit her throat, you hit her with a shovel. Okay.
And now you're just rage stabbing her and zip tying her?
Where do the zip ties come into this? Where does the stab wounds? This that's why I'm
not
like,
He's a lying liar.
Exactly. So it's like.
Your story don't make
accidents
sense, sir.
Accidents happen. You might have pushed her, whatever. But any normal person would take her into town. Why does she have zip ties on her? Why does she have multiple stab wounds? Your story is fucking bullshit. Yeah. I'm like, it's a dumb story. Yeah. It's just a dumb fucking story.
And to like even think that police would be like, okay, we believe that. Like, yeah. Are you stupid?
But they're even like, what? Like, even they're like, thank you for telling us your story. But
also.
Good to know your story's.
None of it's
full
true.
Of holes.
Yeah, full of holes.
Because where do the zip ties come into it? Where does the stab wounds come into it?
Why are you going from 0 to 100?
And she's
raging
seizing,
out on her?
So your thought is hitting her with a shovel, slitting her throat, and digging a grave?
It just doesn't make sense.
No, none of it makes sense. It's stupid. But
okay, so at least they're like one step closer for
also the zip ties question mark.
Like they're one step closer because they have an admission from him that he did kill her.
So
but now we gotta like
that's where
we gotta narrow in and be like
what happens.
Okay, but like what actually happened for real? Like be for real.
And we'll get
okay
as close as we can. Sort of.
Okay.
So there was a candlelight vigil held for Michaela, and it was a lot of these student, like, at the school, like, in an auditorium. Aww. And it was at this vigil that a lot of kids found out not only is Michaela passed away, but one of their classmates did it.
Yeah.
Which is...
like mind-boggling
because we all think it's that creepy man in a van, but sometimes right. You always think
it's like a stranger or something, but it...
Yeah.
Tends to be the people closest to you.
Exactly. So it's just kind of like shocking. They're like, oh, we're sad about Michaela. Oh my God, one of our classmates did it.
Right.
So as I had mentioned before, Cody dreamed joining the Marines and you dash that the second you admitted to murder. Like,
well, yeah.
Yeah. So he was like mostly upset about that. It's like, okay.
Oh, wow. Not this upset that he killed his family? Childhood friend.
Yeah, not the fact that you killed your family friend. Like, what the fuck?
Yikes.
But he was supposed to be also married to Tony, and guess what?
Oh, I'm sure Tony was like, anyways, bye.
No, she was not.
Oh, no.
She was going to stand by her man. Oh, my God. Stand by your man. I just rolled my eyes so hard. Isn't that a Dolly Parton song? Or who sings Stand By Your Man? Because that's what she followed.
I don't know.
Okay, well... Idiot, don't stand by your man when he murders someone.
He's a stupid lying liar.
And I want to mention, and I know I mentioned this in the notes, but I just want to put that out too, is that she would visit him all the time. Like in prison, she would talk to him, write him love notes.
Oh, she like stood by his, not even just for the like initial.
Yeah.
Oh, she was really.
Yeah.
Really committed, I guess. Gross.
I love you, Keith. If you murder someone, we done.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. So she stood by him. Mm. And, so this happened March 3rd.
Right.
On May 11th, Tony, his fiance, asked if she could make a statement. And she went to his attorney's office, not the police station, the attorney's office.
Is she going to be his, like, alibi or something? I'm going to punch this girl in the face.
She admitted that she was there when Michaela was murdered.
She was there?
She was there.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. May 11th. He had been in prison for a while because she passed away. Michaela was murdered May 3rd. He March admitted 3rd. To it. Jesus Christ. Yes, March 3rd. He had... admitted to it March 5th. So it
didn't take so it was long. Really like quick. Yeah. Okay.
So this is now, we're now on May 11th. Thank you, Danae, for correcting me on dates. So now it's May. So he's been in prison for like 2 months ish now.
Okay.
A little over 2 months.
And, like awaiting trial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
So she said that after school, Cody had texted her and said, I got her.
So this is premeditated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what? Okay, keep going. What the fuck is going on?
Well, everyone is feeling that way. Like, what purpose?
For why? Is Tony jealous and, like, they need to end her? Like, what?
We'll get into it.
Okay, tell me everything. What the fuck?
So, I just want to reiterate, Tony would go visit him. That's the markings of somebody who loves the man that's in prison, right?
Well, and, like, obviously she's loyal if he's asking her to... I don't know if he asked her to kill her, but she's loyal. We'll say that.
I just want to mention, yes.
Okay.
And I like to mention that because, like, this will come into play. Like, me asking you to clarify something is for a reason.
Okay.
As you all know. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, he said, I got her. And the three of them got in the car and went out to the desert. Tony said that when they got to the desert, she heard a thud on the ground. And when she went out, she saw that Michaela was on the ground and she wasn't moving at all at that point.
Okay.
What? And I'm partially quoting exactly what she said.
Oh, wow.
And they moved her to the grave and then they were just standing there not knowing what to do. And if they had really done what they had done.
She just heard a thud and she's dead? What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, what about the stabbings?
Again, what the fuck? Yeah.
What about the ties? Like, You guys are not making sense.
You or me when I was like researching this. I was like,
as an investigator, I'd be like yelling at them, like, what are you even talking
about?
This
is why we couldn't be investigators, because we'd be like, okay, lying liar.
Okay, you're clearly lying.
And then
lying.
They'd be like, Kim, Danae, can we have a word with you? Yeah. And they'd be like, you can't call somebody a lying liar. And we're like, but they're fucking lying. They're like, we lying know liars. They're lying. Let themselves talk themselves into a hole. And we'd be like, yeah, but I'm mad
I just
as
like
shit.
Can't with this, like, we're going to admit to it, but we're not going to admit the like full ass
just
story.
Fucking tell the yeah. family what happened.
Like,
you're
if
already
you're,
admitting
if you're
to
already
it.
Admitting to it, you're already, you know, you're going to get jail time. You know, there's going to be consequences. Why not just tell the full story?
And can I just say something at the top too? I'm glad she did. Tony didn't even need to say anything.
No, yeah, that's true.
She could have just kept it a secret. Yeah, she could
have
just kept her nose and clean and just yeah. Because he was gonna take the fall for
her. I'm sure the guilt was getting to her.
Yeah,
but it's still like, just come out with it. Like,
yeah,
what?
Just tell the full fucking truth.
Yeah.
So, anyways, supposedly Tony held down Michaela's legs while Tony was stabbing her. And cut her throat. So that does it. That explains that.
So then
part.
She comes back around and is like, here's some more details when they're like, yeah, what about the stabs?
Yeah. So she okay. gets out of the car because she's like, I see her.
Yeah.
And then he's like, hold her legs. And she's like, okay. And she holds her legs because she was kicking. And that's when he's stabbing her.
I hate
and
that.
And they were like, who slit her throat? And she's like, both of us.
Both? What?
So did you hold hands?
Yeah.
I was so what? Confused.
That
I'm
makes
like,
no sense.
So. It was just so fucking gross that they were both doing that to her. She's zip tied too. Like, what is wrong with you?
I just keep going back to why.
We won't get an answer to the zip tie. I hate to tell you that.
But do we get a motive of like why?
Mm-hmm. We do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So she ended up getting arrested and going to jail as well, because you can't just assist in people's murders.
No.
And people were just like, why the fuck did this happen? Yeah. There's still no explanation of
just,
why this happened.
It seems like it's just out of nowhere.
We
right?
know what happened for the most part.
Ish.
But we don't know, like, why.
What led up to this?
Exactly. And that's what people are like, okay, thank you for telling us what happened, but can you tell us
fill in
why this happened? Like, can you help us out?
Like, help us understand. Mm-hmm. Not that, like, I mean, it just... It fills in some blanks, right? Like, not that there's any reason that would justify it,
yeah.
but, like, it's just, like, so frustrating.
Well, because for
like,
the most
what?
Part, that answers where the stab wounds came from.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, Tony could have not done anything. I'm glad she admitted to it, but you're yeah. fucking gross, dude. Straight yeah. up. So, yeah, I'm like, Tony implicated herself, which glad she did, but she could have gotten away with it because he was totally going to, like...
He was going to take the fall for it.
Yeah, he was going to take the fall for it. But
why his story didn't make sense.
Cody's dad was the one who actually took her to the station so mm-hmm. she could admit to it.
I bet Cody's dad was like, hey, girl, you also got to right your wrongs.
I
wonder if he talked with her.
I think maybe.
Yeah.
But I also think he was hoping that maybe this would help Cody out and it wouldn't just fall on Cody and
sure.
he would get and it might help in his trial
and it might help just
so,
in general with like
I do think the dad was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I gotta get that, but I'm wondering if he was like, hey, you were part of this, like, you guys need to be, because when he was talking to Cody it seemed very like, you hurt Michaela, you need to like do the right thing for Michaela. Mm. And I really appreciated that. Wasn't like, you have to do the right thing for yourself. No, Michaela's. So I do like that the dad was like, this is about Michaela.
Yeah.
You hurt Michaela, you know, all that stuff. So, they think he drove her because her parents weren't going to drive her to like implicate herself.
Sure.
But then Tony pulled the whole angle of she was really scared of Cody. He was abusive.
I mean,
she was terrified of him.
I could see it.
Yeah.
If he's going to, like, rage out on his childhood friend in the way that he did, what would he do to her?
Yeah, but
you know?
Why are you visiting him in prison?
Yeah.
That's where I'm like...
Because that's kind of like your get out of, like, you don't have to be in this relationship anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has no control over you anymore because yep. he is put away.
So as much as I'm like...
Yeah,
as
that's a
much,
fair point. That's a really
good
point.
As much as I agree with you on that, like...
That's a really good point, though.
Yeah, because I agree with you on that. Because
what's he going to do from jail?
Exactly. So if she was so scared,
She could have just been like, you're in jail, bye.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's where I'm like a little bit okay. like, I get what you're saying, but like, why are you going to visit? Why are you writing love letters to him? Like, yeah, that was your get out of jail free card. Because no matter how in love with somebody I am, if they go to jail for murder, we're done.
Goodbye.
We're done. And I'm not going to visit you.
Well, they can't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where I'm like, hold on. That's why I'm like, remember, she went and saw him. That's why I was like driving that point home. Because if you're so scared of him and abusive, and I so support women that have been through that experience.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not going to be going to see him in jail. Like, that's your get out of jail free card from that relationship.
Hmm. That's a fair point.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was like, I was scared of. So, you know, the point that they were driving home was a lot of this was an accident. I'm like, none of this was a fucking accident.
You slit her open and stabbed her multiple times with her hands zip tied together. That is not an accident. And so, to text that we got her, that's premeditated.
That text right there. That's, they didn't even let that go into evidence in prison either. That was something that was found out later.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So, so then she changes her story again.
Of course she does.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense.
Like, you implicated yourself, you dumb idiot. Anyways, which I'm glad she did.
Yeah.
I should say that. But Tony changed her story again. She said, yes, they went out together, but Cody had been talking about how annoying Michaela was and that he wanted her dead. Because when people are annoying, you just want to kill them, not just not talk to them anymore.
That, again, makes no sense.
None.
What?
None at all.
There's something deeper.
Yeah. So he's like, she's so annoying. She's like, so that's why we did it. So yeah, Cody had been talking about... And she said that Michaela got out of the car and she was horrified and shocked when all that stuff was happening to Michaela. And she was like, why are you doing this? And he gave her a shovel and he's like, you have to hit Michaela. And she's like, I don't want to do this.
Oh.
So he made her hit Michaela with the shovel.
Oh my God.
As he was stabbing her.
What?
None of the stories are adding up quite.
It just doesn't quite make sense.
The story that
like,
I think.
Like, they keep adding details, but taking like. Half accountability, you know?
Yeah. When the cops knew they weren't going to get what really happened. Yeah. Exactly. So,
which is annoying.
The story I think makes the most sense was Tony's first story where he was stabbing her and she was holding her legs down.
Sure.
To me, that one makes the most sense. But him being like, you have to hit her with the shovel or I'll kill you. And she's like, okay.
Like,
The stories kept changing little parts and then there were parts that stayed, but it just kept changing.
Yeah.
And it was so irritating. And the cops were like, okay, all of that happened. Where the fuck did the zip ties come into it?
Yeah.
Like
at what point were you like,
yes,
we need to zip tie this?
Because I know that's the one that's getting you. Yeah. And they're like, okay, none of your stories add up. Like, there are holes in each one of the stories we've heard. Where the fuck did the zip ties come to it?
Yeah, at what point was that?
And they never got the answer to that. So... Yeah, and just Michaela, just poor Michaela. And Tony was like, I was abused. Horrible, I actually wasn't abused. Death. He's not going to tell the truth, but I'll tell the truth. And it's like, girl, you've changed your story. Like, you're the last person who they're going to get the truth from.
I feel so bad for Michaela. Like,
and her family.
How scared was she, like, in those moments? You know,
you can trust a family friend. Not even just a friend,
people
you know?
You've known your whole life.
Yeah, because there's a different element with family
friends,
really I think.
That's really scary. Like, it just hurts my heart to think of those last moments.
Oh, yeah. So, Tony had a diary.
Fuck yeah. Spill the beans.
Yeah. Here's the tea. So, she had written about how much she loved Cody.
Okay.
And how she really worried that Cody was going to leave her for another woman. And she had a specific jealousy.
Of Tony?
Of Michaela.
Oh, Tony's diary. Tony sorry, this is Tony's diary.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
My bad. I thought
Tony's,
it was Michaela's
Tony's
diary.
Tony's a classically male's name, so it kind of throws you off.
Okay.
Cody is the guy.
I thought you were saying they found
Tony,
Michaela's.
No.
Tony's diary was... Okay, so she is jealous of Michaela.
Yes.
Even
so
Michaela's
when you're like, is she jealous of Michaela?
She's minding her own ass business, hanging out with Javier.
She was with her boyfriend, Javier.
Okay, so now she is the mastermind.
Okay. I don't really know.
She's jealous.
I think, yeah, the jealousy was a
huge factor.
Jealousy turning saints into jealousy. Every time I hear jealousy, I'm like, sorry, I'm having a killer's moment. Anyways, so he she just didn't like that he and Michaela were really close friends. She didn't like that Cody and Michaela were like family friends, and she envied their relationship. And she had written in her diary that the two were like the perfect for each other. So he'll probably break up with her one day and start dating Michaela. She was just insanely jealous of Michaela.
Okay, yeah.
But any woman that talked to him.
Sure.
Well, but there was just tracks. A specific extra little element.
Because they've known each other forever. It would make sense if they, you know, got married. You know, like it's one of those things where it's like, we were children. And then we realized later we were in love. Like it's like.
The classic story that happened in the 50s.
Shit. Yeah, yeah. Like, so that...
But she was... Okay, she so didn't like him talking to any girls. She was, like, okay, jealous.
But she specifically hated Michaela.
Yes, exactly. There was okay. just an extra element with Michaela because, like, they had been around they each other.
History.
So Cody had talked to police again. And essentially, he had told cops that Tony had called Michaela slut in the hallways.
Oh, what a bitch.
And they wanted to fight.
Remember when slut was like the ultimate, like, how dare you?
Yeah. I mean, now people now call I'd me be a like, slut and I'd be like, yeah.
I love it.
I can be a slut. It's fine. I'm married now. I'm a
don't care.
Slut for him.
Like, that whatever. Word means nothing. Like,
it means absolutely nothing.
Oh, no. You called me a slut?
I go to bed at 9 p.m. and, like, drink wine with Danae sometimes. Like, I'm not...
Slut doesn't affect me
yeah.
in the way that it
I'm, did in I might school. Say thank you because that assumes... You. You assume I'm doing some crazy things.
Thank you so much for assuming thank that I'm a slut.
It's like... I might take oh my it God, as
you
a
think highly of me.
What? You think I'm sleeping around? No, I'm going to bed at 9 p.m. with my dogs and wearing my tiger blanket. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't own lingerie.
What is lingerie? Is that a new movie?
Dude, there was this like... Oh, this is such a random side note.
No, I love it.
It was like on The Bachelor, I believe, there was like, I don't remember what season it was, but like basically all the girls had to like pick a lingerie set and like wear it for some fucking, I don't know, thing that they do.
Sex appeal.
And the girl was like, one of the girls is like in her little interview, she's like, so we have to pick a lingerie set and then we're gonna like do a catwalk, like runway show.
Lingerie.
I
put my head back to laugh.
She called it lingerie.
Did nobody say lingerie? They like wrote, because well, lingerie does look like lingerie.
No, yeah. Like, if you were to like sound it out, it looks like lingerie.
Oh,
but she was like, God. Yeah, like we're gonna like get our lingerie. And the producers were like, it's lingerie. And she was like, what?
What?
So
but
funny.
It says, like, that's so funny. But I'm just like, hilarious. I get if she's like not heard the word lingerie, but she said, because it looks like lingerie. Yeah, so.
No, it was funny.
Oh, that's great. I'm now going to call it lingerie. I'm going to be like, do you want me to put on some lingerie?
Should I put on some sexy lingerie?
It sounds like a disease.
It does.
Like, guys, I got lingerie.
Not the lingerie.
It's really bad.
It's so bad.
It's really bad. So. Yes, yeah, so Tony had called Michaela a slut, and...
In the halls, too. Yeah. Slut-shaming in high school, like, rude.
Yeah.
And this was, what, 2011?
And they wanted to fight, and...
They wanted to fight, oh, God.
Cody was like, go outside if you're gonna
fight. Let's
go to
the flagpole, I'll meet you there, I'll beat your ass.
And basically, he did this whole thing... The murder happened
okay.
because of Tony just couldn't get over her jealousy of Michaela. So instead of just not talking to Michaela anymore.
Or just like telling Tony like, hey, there's nothing
handle
there.
Your emotions. Let's go see a therapist. Clearly you have some.
We're getting married.
Yeah.
You're my fiance. She's not.
Yeah. Like we're 18. We're going to last 2 years at least.
Like maybe.
Yeah. If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
But basically... The closest conclusion that they could come to of an answer, and this is like an answer that's not an answer, was Tony just couldn't get over her jealousy of Michaela.
And so she convinced Cody to help her
yeah.
kill Michaela.
Yeah.
And like, that just goes to show your brain is not fully
developed. Fully developed.
Because what did you think was going to happen? We got rid of her.
Well,
and that's it. We'll live happily ever after. Like, are you fucking dumb?
This reminds me of my story of Skylar Niece.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they could have just not been friends with her.
Yeah, like, it's simple.
They could have just stopped being friends with her. If you guys remember, I don't know what episode that was, But they just could have stopped being friends with her. And they could have done that with Michaela too.
Very easy.
I've drifted away from friends, not because anything even happened. It's easy to do. You just don't have to talk to that person anymore.
Right.
It's totally legal.
You don't have to horrendously murder them.
Yeah. You can just not talk to somebody anymore.
What the fuck?
Wow. So it's just one of those like, what the fuck? And it just reminded me of Skylar Neese. I was like, those girls ruined their lives because they could have just stopped talking to her and, like, she would have moved on because, like,
because they're making, like, stupid, like, impulsive decisions that they're not thinking about, like, what the future is going to be. Like, they're going to find this body. They're going to link it back to you.
So
and now your life is ruined.
Yeah. You ruined your life because you're...
because you were jealous.
And I'll get into kind of like what the judge says about this too.
Okay.
So anyway, so the biggest discrepancy between the two stories is like a lot of the versions are a little bit different, but it's kind of like the same overall. They were in the desert and something happened to her.
Right.
But they couldn't decide who hit her with the shovel and who didn't. Because like... Tony hit her with the shovel, but Cody also said he hit her with the shovel.
Well, and they keep like saying like, we both slit her throat. Like what?
Yeah.
Like they're almost like covering for each other, but also like not.
Yeah. So they were sticking. So Tony and Cody were sticking to their own separate stories.
Yeah.
But the stories weren't that far off. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day. So the cops were like, we're not going to 100% definitively know what happened, but like... I think
but at least we know there's admission that you both were involved.
There's elements, I'm sure, of each that were true.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Michaela's family was like, hey, when it comes to Cody, how about we show no mercy and we just fuck his life up? Which, that's how I would be. There's so many people like, forgive them. If you want to forgive somebody, that's on you. That's... fine.
But that's not the justice system.
But that's not how I would be. I would be like, something happened to any one of my family members. I was like, let's fuck up their lives.
No, totally.
So the judge basically told Cody that he was an immature idiot that made a really stupid decision. He's just like, it shows how immature you are. You could have just not been friends with her.
Yeah.
Essentially, I'm ad-libbing. But,
sure. But the like, judge was basically like, this was a major fuck
you're
up.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't need to do any of this. No. Like, this could have been avoided. Like,
literally just don't talk
but
to
he
her.
Did it in a very professional manner.
Well, sure. He's a judge.
Yeah. So, Cody got life in prison. No possibility of parole because they took off the death penalty off the table.
Okay.
Which...
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm fine with that, too. You took somebody's life. Like, Michaela doesn't get to like have a husband. She doesn't get to do any of that.
She doesn't get to like figure out who she is. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. So Tony got life in prison for second degree murder, but she agreed to a plea deal. So life in prison, but she could apply for parole in 18 years. So that'd be 2030. And at that point, she'll be 36.
Oh, wow.
So she's granted parole. She can still live a full life if she does, like, what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm like, she gets to maybe live a normal life and Michaela doesn't.
I mean, kind of normal, but, like, also, like, can you imagine that huge of a chunk of your life being incarcerated and you're, like, and now you're just, like...
Because you were jealous of a girl.
I'm 36 and I'm going to, like, go out and, like, try to live a normal life. Like, that's so hard.
Because I had to murder someone because I was a jealous idiot.
Yeah, like, you don't just go back into society, like, after you've been there since you were 17.
Yeah, good luck getting a job.
Yeah.
It's hard finding a job when you don't have a criminal record. I can't imagine, like, having a criminal record. It's rough
out there.
And
something as serious as that, too. Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I can't give you the full, like, what happens because the prosecutors don't know.
Sort of surmise.
And it's just upsetting that they just didn't find out about the zip ties. But they just said she was clearly abducted.
Yeah.
What the officers think happened was he was probably talking to her. They were probably out at the car. And he thinks probably Tony was hiding or something.
Surprised her.
I'm just saying the cops.
Yeah.
So when I say he, I mean, like, the cops in general. And they think he just zip-tied her arms and threw her in the car. And she's probably so terrified.
Wow.
So that's the story of Michaela Constanzo. And, you know, hopefully she's resting in peace. And, God, she was just done so dirty. She didn't deserve any of that.
No.
Not that anyone ever has.
No one deserves that. But, like, it's just, it's sad when it's a person that's so young.
So when you trusted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the part that gets me. Yeah. And so I was like...
It's just such a betrayal.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, that was messed up.
Hey, guys, if you're ever jealous of a guy, if you are jealous, maybe don't be with that guy. But also, like, you don't need to kill the person. It is okay if you're like, hey, this person makes me feel uncomfortable.
Jealousy's like a feeling. You can acknowledge it.
Everyone has jealousy ever. Like, I would love to say, like, I've never been jealous. I've been jealous, but I've never been like, I'm jealous of this guy talking to this girl. Like, I just wouldn't marry
them. Let me do some murder about it. Like, no, dude.
Let me murder about it. It's just insane that it happened. But yeah, I hate that our family had to go through that just because some random psycho was jealous. So,
wow.
We're going to post pictures. Michaela's beautiful. I'm sure you're not shocked to hear that. She's so pretty. And we're going to post pictures of her and, like, the other people involved in the story on our Instagram. That's just going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
If you have any stories or suggestions, just email us. Give us a little email at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We are also on Facebook and TikTok. And guys, we need reviews.
Please review, subscribe.
Please give good reviews. If you want to give a 1-star, maybe just don't.
I mean, whatever. Do whatever you want. Like, I don't care. We just need reviews.
Okay, Danae doesn't care. Kim does.
Okay.
So, but
well, yeah. If you don't like us, then don't like us. Yeah, whatever. Don't listen to us.
But we need reviews because that's how you get us in front of more people.
Also, if you're listening, if you could just pop by on our Insta.
Yeah.
And just say hi.
Yeah, please add us.
Maybe on Instagram. Share a little self-care that you did. Like, I don't know.
It's guys, just, when you respond we don't know to that us, you're listening. We love
it. It doesn't tell us, like, so-and-so listened.
We respond to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, especially on our Instagram. I will say,
unless I'm going to go onto that Instagram thing about the exicated and be like, that was me. How embarrassing.
I just accepted that it was me because I had a speech impediment. I was like, it probably was me. Will you say something?
I was like, tired. Yeah.
LOL, that was me.
That was me. How embarrassing. And then I'll do the monkey face with the hands over its mouth.
I did this. I did the emoji of like me with the.
Well, and we couldn't edit it out.
It's fine.
It wouldn't have made sense. Like,
so, hey guys, just so you know, like, Danae and I usually do this in one take and we like record stuff out, but there's not really like a time when
we're human and sometimes I say stupid words that aren't real.
I love it. It's my favorite thing about you.
Thank you. Accept my flaws.
I accept you for who you are. But no, please review us. And if you really enjoy listening to us, tell your friends.
Yeah.
Because they might enjoy it too. That's the
greatest compliment.
Yeah. Do you know how awesome it is? Like, I remember, this is how special it was. A year back, one of our friends was like, hey guys, Kim and Danae have a really good podcast. It was Steph. It was her. And she like shared it on Facebook and it meant so much to me. And I was like, dear God, thank you. Like, it was so nice.
The nicest.
Yeah. But if you have friends, if you enjoy it, your friends might enjoy it. Yeah. So yeah, please review us, all that fun stuff. Come say hi. We'll say hi back. But and,
until next time, just self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
Okay. Bye.